you'll get to meet them coming up after this first song. The name of the group, the Sweaty Already String Band. What a great sound and a great group. Let's have you introduce each other or introduce yourselves. You can also introduce each other. I'd like you to meet each other.
My name is Patrick Berry, and I play rhythm guitar for the band.
Yeah, and you sounded great in the lead on that song, Patrick. Where are you from originally?
I grew up in Armstrong County, graduated from Leechburg High School, and now I live out in Plum.
Okay, and a lot of bluegrass in Armstrong County growing up, I would imagine.
Well, I'm sure that there was. I don't know that I knew about it at the time, just because bluegrass is something that I came to a little later on. But, yeah, I'm sure that there would have been plenty places to hear it whenever I was young.
How did you find it? Or did it find you?
Well, a little bit of both. My mother, I was raised in a house full of music. You know, my mom listened to Aretha Franklin and played the church organ. My dad listened to Bruce Springsteen and Bob Dylan. And at some point, my mom got me Bill Monroe's Live at the Grand Ole Opry CD, and it sat around for a few years, and I pulled it out probably late in my high school years, I would say. And I don't know that I wouldn't say I got hooked on it then, but there were definitely two or three songs that I was like, oh, that's really neat, you know, that's really interesting, I really like what they did there. And then I sort of came back around to it later on when we were taking a break from another band that Trish and I are a part of, and Trish said, well, since we're taking a break, let's play some bluegrass.
Well, that's great. Trish is playing bass this morning, and when did you start playing bluegrass?
About 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago.
And what got you interested in doing so?
I used to play in a jamgrass band. I played as a duo, actually a blues duo, and then this band asked me to play, and I thought I was playing bluegrass. It really wasn't bluegrass, though. But that's what got me into it. And I started to listen to Bill Monroe and the Stanley Brothers, and I realized I'd really like to play that type of bluegrass. So then I have morphed that direction.
It's amazing how those songs have stood the test of time, too. What was the name of the song you guys opened with?
That's called Everybody's Darling. That's one of our original tunes.
Yeah, I thought it was original. There is a song that sounds like it's not original. That's a compliment. I just realized what that sounds like. It sounds, the idiom in which it's written, it sounds like a classic bluegrass song. But as I was listening to it, I don't know this song. It's a really good song.
Well, that's the thing that's kind of interesting is, you know, bluegrass, I think, to people who aren't that familiar with it, is the way that a lot of sort of subgenres of music are.
Yeah.
Like if you don't know reggae and you start listening to Bob Marley, well, until you listen to it for a little while, all the songs kind of sound a little bit the same. And then you start to, you know, pick up on the different things that they're doing. When I have started to write bluegrass songs, I've had to stop myself sometimes in the middle of it because I'm writing a song that I just heard somewhere else. Not the lyrics, you know, but there's so many melodies that are very similar to one another.
Well, and my comment to you was just that song is so tight and well done. I felt like, oh, this is a great song. Surely I've heard this before. You know, is that's the way it didn't seem derivative.
Well, I mean, you know, we're drawing on all the stuff that we've heard. I mean, we've gone to 2 or 3 years worth of bluegrass festivals now and listened to a bunch of other bands, listened to, like Trish said, just tons and tons of Stanley Brothers and Bill Monroe. And so there are little things that you pick up that you can incorporate into an original tune without just making a Bill Monroe song.
Yeah. Are you guys mostly playing original songs these
days?
No,
we mostly do covers. We have maybe half a dozen originals that we sort of sprinkle in and out. Working on more.
Yeah, there's such a wealth of material to choose from. Now we have this lovely mahogany base that's here. I think it's mahogany.
It's maple and spruce. With a dark finish.
Yes, with a dark finish.
Yeah, the maker, Romano Solano, who's in the D.C. area, finishes all his bases with a really dark stain.
It's gorgeous. And it's here and it's shiny. I just feel like it deserves special mention.
This is Sheldon. His name is Sheldon.
Sheldon the bass?
Yeah.
Huh.
And I'm playing an orchestra concert tonight, so I normally would have a plywood bluegrass bass, but
yeah.
Sheldon
Bring
had to come out and play.
Yeah.
Sheldon had to come out. What can I ask?
The Butler Symphony.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yep.
And then we've got Danny, who's over here playing guitar.
Hi.
And what brought you to bluegrass and the band?
So bluegrass, I think it was introduced to me by my older brother, 10 or 15 years ago, and I had always played guitar, and I didn't quite get into bluegrass until I started playing mandolin, and I play mandolin in an Irish band, and so everybody, you know, that sees you with a mandolin, they ask if you play bluegrass, so I kind of just fell into it that way, just listening to recordings and teaching myself sort of how to play, and then, got to know these people in the tight-knit music scene that's here in Pittsburgh, and then we just started playing together for a couple years.
We kidnapped him.
We did. Yeah. Danny got together with us. Our original idea was we thought that we had time in our schedules to make another band, which was going
to be... We were wrong.
Yeah, it was going to be a band where we did bluegrass-style covers of all top 40 pop songs.
And that would be a huge band.
We tried to do it. We were going to call it Covered in Grass. And
I love it.
We did a couple of rehearsals, and Trish is in like 8 different bands,
right.
So we figured out very quickly that we really didn't have time to start this whole other band. So we've kind of slowly started incorporating those occasionally into the Sweaty Already sets. We do a Beatles cover, we do a Rolling Stones cover. So every once in a while we pull out one that's very very off the beaten path. That's how Danny got hooked up with us.
Yeah, and I'm asking you all these questions about how did you get into bluegrass, as if it's a bizarre genre that nobody, you know, it's just always curious to find out, because bluegrass is an amazing, rich tradition. But at the end of the day, music is music, no matter what genre it's in, and they blend and come together in different ways. And I really love the sound that you're putting into your tunes. Who was Sweaty Already? I forget.
Me.
That was
for
you?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, in fact, today is one of the very few days that I'm not living out the name of our band.
Patrick is in this nice air-conditioned studio.
That
with
is
us.
How our band name came about. Danny and I put together sort of an ad hoc bluegrass band for an event in Shadyside. and it was like 95 degrees that day. So and hot. Danny had just come from eating Chipotle.
Yeah.
And we needed a quick name, yeah. And I was like, well, look at us. I was like, we're all sweaty already. And so
we
started that as a one-off. Because Trish and I are in a band called Charlie Hustle and the Grifters, which is an electric rock band. And when we took a quick break from that and started playing bluegrass, originally we started playing as Charlie Hustle and the Pickers for the bluegrass shows. And then it got to be kind of confusing, and the branding thing became an issue. So we decided to pull Sweaty Already back out of the hat and use that.
I like Sweaty Already. I early this morning was calling you the Sweaty Already for your convenience. String band already sweaty. You know, they're warmed up.
We're already working hard.
Yeah, they're ready to go. What would you like to do next?
I'm going to do another original tune. This is a tune called Streetlight Mama.
Great. The Sweaty Already string band.
One thing you may notice is that a lot of our songs deal with romantic fallout, which is a very popular subject in bluegrass music. So that's been the challenge, is finding new and creative ways to come up with a relationship that goes. So here's one of our attempts. My sweet gal is fragile as a flower, pretty as a rosebud in full bloom. When she lets me up into her bower, well, it almost always spells my doom.
sweaty already. String Band, what a great song. And great guitar work by Danny. Turned his guitar into a mandolin there for a minute, too. It sounded great. How do these arrangements come together? That, to me, was so intricate and perfect. It was just great to hear the three of you. And I'm sure when Pete's here, it adds to it, too. How are you working those out?
Dumb luck and practice?
Lots
of practice. I mean, that's one of the things that is nice about bluegrass is you can jump in on not necessarily a song like that, but, you know, a lot of songs you can just jump right in if you're familiar with the chord structure or if you hear the melody through one time. So usually, I mean, if we start a new song, we'll sit down at a rehearsal. I'll play it through. Usually before I'm done playing it through the first time, Pete and Trish are already
noodled something out.
I'll give them a lyric sheet like this that's got, you know, the basic chords, and just kind of let everybody do their thing, and we run through it and see what works and see what we need to tweak a little bit. And I don't know. I mean,
yeah, a lot of these songs,
they've come together pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Depending on the feel for me, what the feel of the lyrics or the rhythm Pat brings it, you know, into the rehearsal with kind of determines what I'm going to play, or if it's going to be a little behind the beat, or is it going to be real straight, or a little swingy. So that determines usually how
I remember when we were working this song out, was this a song that Pete deliberately told us, don't tell him the chords for this song. He just wanted to play along by feel.
Interesting.
And yeah, and I remember that happened with a couple of original tunes. He said, I don't want to know the chords. Just let's go through it and see how it works out. And it seemed to work out pretty well.
Are you doing most of the writing, Patrick?
Yeah, I guess. I think I've written most of the originals. Pete has a couple that he's played. But a lot of the originals that Pete has written, he performs with Trish whenever they're doing Grand Street Grifter shows.
Yeah, these are the two songs that you wrote. Those are great songs.
Thanks very much. I got to give a lot of credit to the I used to go to Calliope Songwriter Circle meetings. I lived in the East End, and they were meeting at the Bloomfield Bridge Tavern at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would go down there once a week, and they would always give you a homework assignment.
Yeah.
Say, you know, come back next week and write a song about, and it would be a very generalized topic.
Mothers.
Yeah. Mother was one.
Or incorporate two weapons into a love song.
Well, they had us write a song about mothers, and I wrote a song that my mother was very unhappy about. It was not a true story at all. But, you know, it came out of one of those, assignments where I was just sort of sitting around fiddling with the guitar, thinking about this very general idea of mother, and just started writing lyrics down. And a lot of that. Songs seem to come together when they do really quickly for me, you know, because I walk around all day humming to myself and singing to myself. So if I come up with something that I kind of like, I'll just hum it to myself all day and start working it out in my head. And then by the time I get home, I'll have something I can type down. And yeah, things seem to come together.
It's good to understand that about yourself, too, because some people probably keep trying and trying and trying and then it sounds to me like the muse just kind of hits you.
It's very rare that I actually sit down and say, I'm going to write a song. That very rarely happens.
Yeah. And some people do work that way, which is amazing. Do either of the two of you do much writing?
I do. I write my own music. I have some singer-songwriter, like silly sort of love songs, folk songs that I write. But my first real musical language is classical guitar. So I play, so I write solo guitar pieces as well, and then I also write some things for my Irish band, but nothing yet for these guys.
Mm. And how about you, Trish?
Not a lick.
Not a lick.
None.
No. Well, you all just sound so great together. What do you? You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings on public radio. Chad is doing a great mix this morning. Thank you, Chad Green. One of his few remaining bachelor shows where he's unmarried. I think there's only one or two more before Chad gets married.
Do we have a song in a minor key? I'm just kidding.
We don't have really any appropriate bluegrass songs for actual true love. That's yeah. That doesn't happen too often.
It always goes wrong. Yeah.
Don't listen to these songs, Chad.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, these are... I think it's what her fiance plays bass, so she might know some of these songs. What would you like to do next?
We're going to do a Stanley Brothers cover. This is an old tune called Roving Gambler.
a great song. By the way, we've linked to the Sweaty Already String Band's Facebook page and their website. You can learn more about them. And after this song, we'll mention some upcoming gigs where you can actually see whether they are already sweating for your convenience. Not Trish, though. Trish glows. She doesn't
Trish
sweat.
Trish is extremely cool under pressure.
Yes.
Delicate flower.
I see a little sparkle on your head there, Pat.
Yeah, you got some.
You got a little sparkle.
Pat sweating.
Yeah.
Always.
Quite. Always. Yeah, I'm never not sweating. Yeah. I mean, I'm an okay songwriter. Sweating is my number one talent. Nobody can out-sweat me. All right, so this is an old Stanley Brothers tune. I first heard Bob Dylan play this with his band on an old bootleg from a Japan concert, I think. And this isn't that arrangement, but it's a little bit similar. It's
G, right?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3. I am a roving gambler. I gambled all around. Wherever I meet with a deck of cards, I lay my money down. Lay my money down. Gambled up in Boston, I gambled up in Maine. I'm headed down to Frisco now to gamble my last game. Gamble my last game, gamble my last game. I had not been in Frisco many more weeks than three when I fell in love with a pretty little girl. She fell in love with me. She fell in love with me. Fell in love with me. Led me in her parlor, cooled me with her fan. Oh, she whispered low in her mama's ear, I love the gambling man. Love the gambling man, love the gambling man. Daughter, oh dear daughter, how can you treat me so well? Leave your poor old mother and with the gambler go. With the gambler go.
Sweaty Already String Band here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And if my notes are correct, your next show out in public is at Bluegrass at the Barn. Is that right? That's
yes.
October 24th.
There's a really cool series, free music series that goes on at this place called the Penn Hebron Garden Club, which is in Penn Hills. They bring singer-songwriters, bands, musicians in there all the time. And so they're having a special bluegrass night, where we're going to be playing one of Trisha's other bluegrass bands, the Casual Hobos, will be playing. And I think the host, Howard Davidson's band, Glass Run Road, is going to be playing
also. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Howard's – he's been doing that series for a while.
He has, and it's great. He brings in very, very high quality talent, not just from this area, but he's brought in a singer-songwriter, I think named Rupert Waits from the UK, and brought in some very, very cool acts.
Todd Burge is performing there. I want to say it's either this week or next week. He's going to be there.
Nice.
And then some other shows. You've got one coming up in Export, and that's at the Rivertown Brewing over in Export.
Yep, we'll be at their main brewery on the 27th from 7 to 10, I believe. And then we have another show here on the north side on November the 2nd. We're playing in a really cool spot right up the street called Beer's Pub.
Yeah, that's a great place, Beer's Pub, right on Western Avenue and Mexican Worcester. So you're doing well in the micro brewing or craft brewing category.
Beer and bluegrass tend to go hand
in hand. Yeah, they do. But Beer's Pub has become a nice place. And then it looks like you're going to be part of a fundraiser for Aiden's Dream?
Yeah, Aiden's Dream. That's in Athens, Ohio. A friend of mine that I met at Delfest Academy. His daughter has SMA, which I believe is spinal muscular atrophy, if I'm correct on that. And they do a fundraiser for their foundation every year.
Oh, that's...
And John Stickley Trio's unbelievable. Like, so we're excited to play that.
And you do have the acronym correctly translated. Okay. The Sweaty Already String Band. It's a great name. It's lots of syllables. Yeah. Have you guys recorded yet, or have you thought about doing it? I think you could.
No, we haven't. We haven't recorded professionally. Although last night I was sitting down and making a list of all of the original tunes that we have, and we don't really have enough to record a proper album at this point. But one thing we do do is we record all of our live shows, and we post those to a really cool site called archive.org that hosts not just there's hundreds of thousands of music concerts on there, but there's also just documents and stories, and it's basically a warehouse for all things creative.
It's a great website, and one of the greatest things, that you probably know this, but archive.org features the Wayback Machine.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you can enter a website of your choice, and it's crawled and scraped websites. If you want to see what the Saturday Light Brigade's website looked like in 1989... There was one. You can go and do it, and it's a hoot to go back. And it's not just the content, but at least for me, it's the design and the way things look.
See how far we've come digitally. Yeah,
or fallen.
you could fall down a very deep rabbit hole on archive.org.
I
mean,
I can remember how excited I was the first time. Pittsburgh was early in having public access to the internet. And everything was text-based, and it's like, wow, I have a dictionary from Rutgers University that I can look through, you know. And my, how things have changed quite a bit. The Sweaty Already String Band here with us. Probably have time for maybe as many as three more songs. I don't want to wear you out. although if you're playing all these breweries, you probably are used to long nights. But I want to leave it up to you guys as to how many you'd like to do.
Yeah, we'll do a few more. You want to do Rabbit?
Sure.
So this is an old... I'm not sure who wrote this tune. This might be...
I think it's Bill Monroe.
Yeah, it might be Bill Monroe, or it might be everybody's favorite bluegrass artist, Traditional.
Traditional. He's right up there with Public Domain.
He is, yes.
Or unknown.
Yeah, you don't have to pay him, and that's the best part.
Yeah.
that's one of the other things that I've discovered. I'll go on like a YouTube adventure looking for bluegrass music.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll find us. I found songs that are really cool, and I'll try and look them up and see who wrote them. And you can't always tell definitively who wrote them.
Do you know a site called Dust to Digital?
It does sound kind of familiar. I
need to introduce you to that because somebody has done a great job of curating great old videos from blues and bluegrass and folk, and it's just what it sounds like, Dust to Digital.
Oh, cool.
And they're like, you'll see Elizabeth Cotton performing and others, and it's a great site for finding music. And archive, the archive site is a great one too.
Yeah. I could spend hours on there just looking. I used to. I mean, in college, I spent hours upon hours just looking for new bands. I'm like, well, this band's got a cool name. Let me listen to their show and see what that sounds like.
Yeah, so much there to love.
You ready?
Yeah, this is an old possibly traditional tune called Rabbit in the Log.
One, two, three.
Rabbit in a log and I ain't got my dog. How will I get him? I know. Get me a briar and I'll twist it in his hair. That's the way I'll get him.
Rabbit in the Log or Feast Here Tonight. That's a great song. And I was trying to look it up briefly, and there's a lot of different people that song's attributed to. Charlie Monroe, Lyles, Lofgren. And I was starting to read an article, But Duty Called, that traces it back as a spiritual going back to slavery times, going way, way back. And I'll find out more looking at it. I always love that song because of the refrain. Everybody gets a chance to, to jump in and sing. The Sweaty Already Bluegrass String Band. String Band. The Sweaty Already String Band. Not just bluegrass. Right. Strings. And we should mention there's six of them missing today with Peter Flynn. I can only imagine what you'd sound like with one more player. You sound great as you are this morning. And thanks for being here. What would you like to? What do you want to do next?
What do you want to do? You want to do? You want to do "Friend of the Devil"?
Well, cool.
Sure.
Tom Cunningham just said hello, as did Gary Antal, the world famous Gary Antal from Jacob Ferry Stragglers. And
if I wasn't nervous, now I'm nervous.
Thanks, Gary.
Gary's there. But Tom writing made me think of Punk, his kid brother, who he still occasionally fronts a Grateful Dead tribute band. But
isn't he doing he and Eric from The Cause are doing like a combination Grateful Dead Beatles bluegrass band, I want to say. Something in the Way? Fab it in the Way, I want to say. Something like that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But you got Friend of the Devil. Is that
yeah, thinking? I was just about to say, like, I mentioned that Bill Monroe record is kind of where I've heard my first bluegrass. But, I mean, really getting into bluegrass, I probably stumbled backwards into them by way of the Grateful Dead. you know, hearing the occasional, you know, the original recording of Friend of the Devil that's got a real bluegrass feel
yeah.
to it. Finding out that Jerry Garcia played not just pedal steel with the New Riders of the Purple Sage, but banjo with Olden in the Way.
That Olden in the Way album, boy, that just gave me tingles.
Oh,
I remember.
Yeah. Talk about a tight band. Like, it's unbelievable how tight that group
at the
was.
Old radio station, we had a copy of that that was original from the very, you know, first day of the vinyl copy. And that thing must have had 5,000 or more plays on it. It's just a, an amazing album. I can picture that cover. Not the same on a tiny little CD or on on an icon on a screen. That was a great album. Well, you'll get a chance to hear it right now, the Sweating Already String Band with Olden in the Way. Not Olden in the Way, but Friend of the Devil.
I don't know if we're
okay. Or Wild Horses, whatever.
Yeah, and this, I mean, Friend of the Devil, in addition to the original having a very bluegrass structure, it's also got a very bluegrass idea behind it.
Yeah.
You know, the idea of running from the police and hiding in the hills, that's
yeah.
that's bluegrass.
It's kind
of
after the pearl-handled revolver and uh-huh. the switchblade, this is it's part of the progression.
That's right. Poor relationships, violence, drinking, that's yeah. we hit yeah. all the bases.
It's progressive bluegrass.
No murders today, though.
Right? No, well, you know, we may have time for one more.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right. One, two. I lit out from Reno, I was trailed by 20 hounds. Didn't get to sleep that night till the morning came around. Set out running, but I take my time. Friend of the devil is friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Ran into the devil, baby, he loaned me 20 bills. Spent the night in Utah in a cave up in the hills. Set out running, but I take my time. Friend of the devil is friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Ran down to the levee, but the devil caught me there. Took my $20 bills and vanished in the air. Set out running, but I take my time. Friend of the devil is friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Got two reasons why I cry away each lonely night. First one's named Sweet Anne Marie, she my heart's delight. Second one, that's prison, baby, the sheriff's on my trail. And if he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. Got a wife in Chino, babe, and one in Cherokee. First one say she got my child, but he don't look like me. Set out running, but I take my time. Friend of the devil is friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Why I cry away each lonely night. First one's named Sweet Anne Marie, she my heart's delight. Second one, that's prison, baby, the sheriff's on my trail. And if he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. You can borrow from the devil, you can borrow from a friend. The devil loan you 20, but your friend got only 10. Set out running, but I take my time. Friend of the devil is friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight.
Sweaty Already String Band. What a! I really am tickled by the harmonies, in particular the way the two guitars and bass are coming together. You guys sound great. Today, Echo Valley says hello with a note saying, "Hey, I know that bass player." They wrote, "I'm sure they meant to say hi to you guys too." And then Molly Gildea,
That's Molly Alphabet.
That's Molly.
Oh, Molly.
Molly.
Jeez, Molly. If you just wrote Molly Alphabet, we would have known. But good morning, Molly. Every time I think about Molly now, I think about that song about, what is it, licking the windows?
Yes. That's how the French say window shopping.
The French say window shopping. You're licking the windows, which is kind of interesting, these idiomatic expressions that we have. Like hair of the dog that bit you, like, I'm sure French people would look at that, right, translate, or, you know, wonder what it is. Why is that the first one that came to mind?
That's what Danny and I need this morning.
Thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
This is our last chance to talk. I hope people will go. The Facebook page we link to, the website we link to, too, but why don't we give that in case people want to go to it directly? Is it?
Sure, it's just sweatyalreadystringband.com.
That's easy. It wasn't taken already, right?
No, sweaty it was not.
Already.
That was an easy one to get a hold of.
.com.
We could have had any of the dots for that one.
Yeah. And look at archive.org for archives of some of their live shows. We'll also have this live show up on our neighborhoodvoices.org page soon. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Larry.
It's really fun to have all of you here. What do you want to close up with?
Want to show off Danny a little bit? Want to do Eat My Dust to wrap it up?
Can you do it on guitar?
Yeah, I think I could do it, maybe.
I think you do it. In the mood to shred, he's in the mood.
Yeah, I can.
This is David Grisman, too.
I've never heard anybody play that song other than David Grisman, and what a great experience to hear you guys play it. Thanks again. The Sweaty Already String Band.